The campus looks normal. Classes are going on in their usual places. There aren't any barriers or cordoned off areas at UW-Superior. But don't ask Chancellor Renee Wachter if repairs are just about finished from last June's mega flood.
There is a joke in there somewhere, and I can't think of what the punchline is, but it's the gift that keeps on giving.
In fact, even though they've completed a lot of outward repairs, such as grading, walls, and carpeting, Wachter says they're still assessing damage below the ground. She says they suspect building foundations have cracked and shifted this winter.
The insidious thing that much of what remains is the infrastructure issues. So we said last summer that we were doing the big dig because we had so much of the campus torn up, trying to replace the insulation on the pipes, the steam pipes. There will be a next phase to that starting again this summer.
And that could add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars more of additional repairs.
They don't know if it was something else, if it was directly because of all of the water sustained that caused the ground to shift. So that part is still under analysis.
About 10 inches of rain fell on Superior June 20th. Estimated damage to the UW-Superior campus was $23.5 million. Mike Simon, in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.